Hello, everyone. I'm John Melkey, and this is Parkside Today. A very special program as I'm joined by UW Parkside Administrative Assistant in the Development and Alumni Relations Department, Karen Graber. And Karen is also co-chair of the Parkside Employee Alumni Group, also known here as PEAG. So co-chair of PEAG. Thanks for being here, Karen. And I'm also joined by Christina Spears and Matthew Elmer from the American Cancer Society. Christina, Matthew, Karen, thanks for being on Parkside Today with me today.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
This Friday, August 2nd, the annual American Cancer Society Relay for Life begins at UW Parkside. I think it begins at 4 p.m. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah.
4 p.m. start. And how many years has the American Cancer Society been involved with Relay for Life here at UW Parkside?
Yeah, we're excited. This is actually our ninth year hosting our event here at UW Parkside.
Okay. And what, how did Relay for Life get started? What's the story behind Relay for Life?
So Relay for Life is a worldwide movement that first started in Tacoma, Washington, roughly 35 years ago.
Hmm.
It started with one person, Dr. Gordy Klatt,
okay,
who set out to walk a track all night long to represent that cancer never sleeps,
mm-hmm,
and we won't either.
Mm-hmm.
So he walked that track 24 hours in a row.
Wow.
And raised, I think, somewhere around $30,000, which is pretty astonishing. This was 1985.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just sprang from there. The next year, he brought some friends out and did the same thing, and it continued to this worldwide movement that we see today.
Wow.
And this is our 24th year in Kenosha with hosting Relay for Life.
Okay. And what, do you guys have any idea, like, how many Relay for Life events take place, like, I'm assuming around the globe, right, each year?
Yeah, it's definitely, I think we average about 3,500 events worldwide, and we're, yeah, in 27 countries.
Wow. Wow. And from the standpoint of the more local side of Relay for Life, tell us a little bit about Karen, Christina, how each of you became involved, became involved with Relay for Life. Christina
started,
and Karen point at each other. You can't see that because this is radio, but one of the two of them is going to start. Christina's going to start.
I started when Michelle Pallera, a friend, brought me, she started talking about it, so I walked with her in 2013.
Mm, okay.
A few months after that, my son was diagnosed, Ray Davis Jr., with colon cancer.
Oh.
So that got me involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I started walking then every year with her.
Okay.
And he passed in 2016. A few weeks after he passed, we got a team together immediately. And our Kenosha tap in Kenosha,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
put on a pig roast. We raised money from there, and they continue to do that every year to,
wow,
help us raise money for our team.
Wow.
And
they're still doing that now.
They are still doing, yeah, it. We, yeah, did it June 1st.
Okay.
And raised almost $1,700.
Fantastic.
They donate the pig. They host the event. We tried to raise like $5,000.
Sure.
We lost our son in 2016. I was then diagnosed in 2017 with, mm, breast cancer. So that keeps us going.
Sure. 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 And Karen, how did you get involved?
I actually became involved in Relay for Life as being a member in the Parkside Employee Alumni Group. And they, before Relay even got to Parkside, back when it was still on the track at Bullen Junior High School in Kenosha, we put a team out. And as a member of the Parkside Employee Alumni Group, I participated in that team.
Mm.
And then,
mm,
through the years, as it's evolved and transferred the whole Relay event over to UW Parkside, And as I still remain a member of Parkside Employee Alumni Group, I continue to support the relay. I think it's one of my passions. It's, you know, I think it's something that has touched every one of our lives, and it, you know, I feel real strongly about it, and you know, I want to be here. I want to be a part of it.
Yeah. That's definitely the thing about cancer. Like, you know, who do you run into that hasn't been touched by it, doesn't know somebody? I don't know if that, unfortunately, if that person's out there.
Absolutely. That
someone's been touched by that. What, so you get involved with it. Tell us a little bit about the event. You know, if somebody's never been to Relay for Life, what's it like? What do they see? You know, what happens between, and for those who don't know, it starts at 4 p.m. and goes all the way until 7 a.m. goes to 7 a.m. goes all night. What do people see at the event?
There's activities for children. There's games that people can play. There's drawings. There's lots of food. There's all kinds of food.
Yeah.
So you can walk off all the food that you're eating as you're
walking.
Yes,
you can
walking,
walk that food off
night.
as you go along.
Yeah.
There's lots of things to see, lots of people to just enjoy and meet. The kids love to walk the laps, and they can collect these little beads and make little necklaces as they do it. We, as teams, we put little fire pits together and just enjoy the camaraderie and it's actually quite fun.
Yeah.
And my whole family goes.
There's things that'll go on all night long, so you don't have to worry about falling asleep. you can do a jump rope at 3 a.m. in the morning, or do the pajama walk, I think is going to be in the middle of the night. And
wow.
So there's, you know, all the different organizations or businesses or whatever have their booths set up all along the track. Mm-hmm. And so you can walk around the track and you can visit all the different booths, or you can just walk around the track and participate that way.
Wow.
There's a main stage that has different things going on in the main stage throughout the evening, throughout all night long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of cancer survivors out there who mm-hmm. we take the opportunity to show our support for.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the Kenosha Relay brings about 250 to 275 cancer survivors out to the event.
Wow.
And at the opening ceremony is where it's really emotional, impacting, a lot of passionate people out there all fighting cancer, and just kind of shows that the community is here to fight together, and then after that, the survivor lap starts. So you see all those purple shirts out there walking that first lap, and then it opens into the rest of the festivities. So it's, you know, really engaging, a lot of fun. If you know someone who has cancer, invite them out for sure.
Yeah.
I'm there on the survivor lap. It's very emotional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many, so you talked about the number of survivors that you have. What's the crowd like? How many people come out to Relay for Life?
Definitely varies with, you know, what kind of activities are already taking place in Kenosha area. But usually we average around, I'd say, 700 to 800 mm-hmm. participants out at the event annually.
Mm-hmm.
But it does vary based on what's going on. So,
yeah. And I'm trying to picture what 3 or 4 in the morning is like.
It's very exciting. And there's just all kinds of things going on, and noise and people jumping and, you know, hula hoops. They used to do the Zumba at midnight. That was always one of my favorite.
Wow.
Can you imagine people doing Zumba at midnight? It's incredible.
I think we're having that too again.
That's great.
Wow.
Got to keep the blood flowing.
Yeah, I guess you do need that. That's for sure.
I think the Luminaria ceremony is the best. Because in there, you're honoring people who have passed.
Mm-hmm.
You're also honoring those that are still fighting cancer.
Yeah.
And you can honor those that have beat it.
Yeah. And explain that a little bit more.
You purchase these bags that we light up, and you can put a saying on it, whether it's in memory of somebody who's past, maybe, you know, forever in my heart. You can honor those that have beat the cancer or honor the fight that's in somebody.
Sure.
You know, and that $10, again, goes to help fight cancer and help in research, because they're always doing research to help in new ways to fight it. My son received some research to help him last a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it didn't help him, but it might help somebody else.
Sure, sure.
Because everyone's different.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm a 2-year survivor, so obviously some of the research has helped me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm still taking medication, and it's not come back.
Yeah, good. That's good. Just to let folks who may have just tuned into the show know that we're talking with Matthew Elmer, Christina Spears from the American Cancer Society, and UW Parkside's own Karen Graber, who is the co-chair of the Parkside Employee Alumni Group, better known as PEAG. Matthew, talk a little bit about, you know, there's the Kenosha Relay for Life. There's relays for life that go on throughout southeastern Wisconsin. How does the American Cancer Society, what does it take to coordinate this, or is it the work of volunteers, or how does that come about?
It's definitely a lot of work from local volunteers, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Each community has their own what we call an event leadership team, and which is made up of local volunteers who spend countless hours really making sure that the Relay for Life is successful in the community.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, they spend a lot of time. We meet monthly. And then besides our monthly meetings, they're out there in the community spreading the word, rallying their family, their friends, sure. getting them organized, also fundraising for the mission of the American Cancer Society as well.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely when you're out to our Relay for Life event, if you see a volunteer with a blue event leadership team shirt, definitely make sure that you thank them. You give them a round of applause, because they spent a lot of hard work and countless hours really putting together this event. So those teams work together to collaborate, to bring in a lot of the activities, a lot of the participants that you see out to the event.
And whenever you go to an event like this, a community event, the smoother that it runs, the easier that it looks, probably means that there was the smoother it is, the more hard work went into it, right?
Absolutely.
So, John, our own Officer Kurt Bergendahl is on the Kenosha Relay Event Leadership Team. So,
okay.
He is, you know, kudos to Kurt for all the things that he does to help this event run smoothly.
Sure.
And I've seen his list, and it is quite long.
Right. And for those who don't know, officer, as in police officer, Kurt Bergen.
Yes.
That's okay. Well, you know, maybe there's some people who've met Kurt, you know, for various reasons. But that's great that he participates. Christina, from the standpoint of the volunteers, what types of things are they doing?
They're putting out signs to help get the public involved and let them know when the relay is.
Mm-hmm.
We put out posters, take them to the shops, like in the downtown area, to, again, spread the word. Because that's the most important part, is making sure that the public's aware where the event is, the time of the event, and getting them involved. A lot of people aren't aware that really, the relay is family oriented,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot to do there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of entertainment and things to do for everybody.
Yeah, so even if you're not planning to be, or if you're not part of a team, or you're not planning to come out and walk, there's a reason to come out to Relay for Life.
There's a reason to come out, whether you have a team or not. There's things to do for everybody.
Right, right. And Matthew, how does the American Cancer Society is involved in a lot of events throughout the course of the year. How does the organization manage to organize, maybe organize is the wrong word, but just be involved in so many things? What kind of staff is available to make that possible?
What I like most about the American Cancer Society is they actually give our volunteers a lot of flexibility and I guess their own management to mm-hmm. kind of figure out what's best for their community and what they want to do as far as how much support they want to put into our mission.
Sure.
But it is kind of a splash of staff hours as well, working locally with those volunteers to making sure that they have the resources available to them that makes the best outcomes for what they want to deliver for the community. So,
mm-hmm. And can you give us an idea of the money, whether it be Relay for Life or any other American Cancer Society event, the money that's raised for research, how does the American Cancer Society decide that Christina mentioned that her son was the recipient of some of the funding. How does the group decide where those dollars get allocated?
Yeah, it's not an easy decision, I'm sure. Yeah. And luckily it's out of my control. But, we're a needs-based organization. So if we have someone who calls in who needs support from a local hospital or something in New Jersey, mm-hmm. The funds raised in Kenosha could go to impact their outcomes in New Jersey. So we're a needs-based organization. So our funds go to where the needs are most.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I love most about this organization is we help people with all cancers, of all walks of life, and anywhere where the needs are needed.
Sure.
And for research, us as an organization is really trying to shoot by doubling our research dollars that we put into mm-hmm. cancer research initiatives, mm-hmm. Which is not an easy feat for sure. So the more money that we can raise, the more money we can put towards research that could potentially save someone's life in the future for sure. Right. So,
and raising money is not easy, is it?
And it's one of the hardest things I've ever done personally. I know, going and asking people to make a donation is not easy. It's a struggle. And then hosting a fundraiser, if you need your family to help you, that's not easy either because mm-hmm. everybody has, their own life and, they have their own needs. And so, with me, though, I always just encourage people to make the ask
mm-hmm.
Because it's always going to be a no if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't know until you actually try. So,
yeah. Karen, talk a little bit about how PEG from the Parkside Employee Alumni Group. I always get the employee and the alumni turned around, so I don't know what it would be if it was PAEG, PEG or something. Maybe we'll edit that part out. I don't know, maybe not. But talk about how the campus gets behind some of the things that PEG is involved with.
Oh, sure. What we've done for the past couple of years is to do some drawing baskets, which he puts together. The members of the group make donations. They bring in items. We decide on several themes for the year, and whatever our themes are, our members bring in items so that we can fill the baskets, and we fill those baskets up, and then we sell drawing tickets so that mm-hmm. everyone on campus has access to participate, and if I want to support our mission to, help support the Relay for Life, we make it pretty easy for them to help us out. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of you, and I don't know which one to address this question to, but one of you, I'd like your perspectives on. You're involved with this event with the American Cancer Society. How do you help convince people that it's something they should get involved with or they should want to be involved in?
I think it pretty much sells itself just because of the fact that cancer has touched almost everyone in some mm-hmm. way throughout their life. And when you think about the need and the dollars that are needed for research and the dollars that are needed for to lobby the legislature for more funding for research.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story that kind of just sells itself. And I don't think I ever found it hard to ask anyone to, help support our PEG, or the Relay for Life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as an organization, we've impacted a lot of the research that's made an impact on cancer patients. We work with a lot of volunteers who also are out there doing the grassroots marketing for the American Cancer Society, but also as an organization, having over 40 Nobel Peace Prize recipients is, one of those things that not a lot of organizations can say.
Right.
Probably
right.
None. So, the amount of cancer researchers that we impact and work with is pretty astonishing.
And Christina, what's it been like for you? Unfortunately, you lost a family member to cancer, yourself a cancer survivor. Does it give you a perspective to maybe help others that are challenged?
It does. I guess I totally changed my perspective when my son was diagnosed. I hadn't really thought about it until he was. And when he was diagnosed, it hit me in the gut.
Yeah.
And from that point on, I worked a little harder. Because I had always donated to different cancer things. St. Jude's, I think, is what I donated the most to. And I think it was because it was kids.
Yeah.
And I still donate to St. Jude's, but I work more with the relay only because Michelle, we lost her as well to cancer. And I think it touched me more. And it's a place where I can actively do it myself as well. And my family supports me. I also do stands at the Harbor Market, and I donate the money I sell with the stands also to the relay.
Sure.
And it's something that I can physically do. It makes me feel good. So, yeah, it changed my perspective totally. And I think a lot of people, until it hits home for them, they don't realize how much we need the money.
Yeah. We're talking with Matthew Elmer and Christina Spears from the American Cancer Society, Karen Graber from UW Parkside, talking about Relay for Life that takes place here at UW Parkside Friday, August 2nd, beginning Friday, August 2nd at 4 p.m. and continuing until Sunday, Saturday. They all just went. No.
We need some sleep.
2-day event until Saturday, August. August 3rd at 7 in the morning. Matthew, how, from an American Cancer Society perspective, when you see, and Christina talked just briefly about St. Jude's, and you see, whether it's, I think it's Cancer Centers of America, they have a facility, a location in Zion or Waukegan, right? One of the two. How does your organization work with the various places? Maybe it's the hospital in Houston or UW, or do you work directly with some of those organizations?
So we do have a 1-800 number customer service center that's open 24/7. And through calling there, it's 1-800-227-2345, in case you need to know or need to call in. But what they offer are information outlets for people who have questions about, cancer diagnosis or who they can go to seek, more information about their diagnosis or a family member's diagnosis. There's plenty of resources out there that are available that we do work with a lot of organizations on, because in our opinion, making sure that we deliver everything that's necessary for someone going through treatments, needing rides to cancer appointments, lodging for people who, have to travel to receive treatments that are important for them to, beat cancer. So that's the most important thing for us. So we do work with a lot of those organizations to, offer up what resources is best for them.
Sure. From each of your perspectives, what's your, I'll use the word favorite, but But yeah, favorite moment during Relay for Life. Karen, I'm going to start with you. Just, I don't know why I just looked that direction.
Yeah. I think I agree with Christina that it's the survivor lap.
Mm.
I think that it just gets me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's survivor lap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only because I'm part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The survivor lap's definitely an emotional time for sure. For me, I really enjoy watching that aspect of the event, but also like working with the volunteers throughout the event, as well as the teams with their fundraising and just making it, you know, a fun event for everyone to really enjoy, and then something for them to remember long term.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, hopefully then they'll take that and come back the following year and continue the fight. So
sure. So if someone's listening to this program, we hope someone is listening to the program, our seven listeners out there. But if they're listening, and by the time they hear this this program will be broadcast on July 30th, and Relay for Life takes place begins Friday, August 2nd, and continues until Saturday, August 3rd. It may be a little late in the game at this point to get a team up for Relay for Life, but it's not too late to think about Relay for Life in 2020. How does a group, if somebody's interested, how do they go about getting getting more information and being able to do that?
We're definitely out there as much as we possibly can. We have a Facebook page at RFL Kenosha. We also have our Relay for Life website. It's mm-hmm. relayforlife.org /KenoshaWI. You could also call into our 1-800 number to express interest in getting involved locally.
Okay.
We're always looking for volunteers who, you know, want to take the fight everywhere.
Sure.
Really fight strong with getting our mission out there. So it's just one of those things. If you're really eager and interested in volunteering, definitely reach out and you know, express that interest, and you can work with another local volunteer, or, you know, myself as a staff member of the American Cancer Society to get started and kind of get you going in the right direction. So,
mm-hmm.
and then also come out to the event.
Right, right, yeah, right.
They can join an existing team, come out to the event and see the teams that are there and
mm-hmm.
talk to us and join a team.
Sure, because if you're walking all night, you can probably use somebody to help you walk.
Oh, yes.
You want to walk? Come on.
Keep each other company.
Yeah, yeah, and do that. And Matthew, this may be putting you on the spot here a little bit, but are there other Relay for Lives in the southeastern Wisconsin area coming up beyond August the 2nd?
Actually, there are other Relay for Lives in the area in southeastern Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
However, Kenosha's is the last of our Relay for Life season.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Ours is a little bit later in the season, so a lot of our local relays have already completed.
Sure, sure, okay. And tell us again, give us some of the information about the Facebook page, the website again.
Yeah, sure. So if you're interested in participating in Relay for Life, you can go to our local website. It's relayforlife.org/KenoshaWI. On there, we have a lot of our event details. It's free registration, so there's nothing up front that you have to pay. We do encourage everyone to fundraise, even if it's just a couple weeks before the event or a couple days even.
Mm-hmm.
There's still opportunity to get out there and raise some funds.
Sure.
And then also on our Facebook page, we actively push out a lot of our local promotions and activities and stuff that we have in the community. A lot of our teams are out there fundraising as well, so we like to post that stuff on Facebook too. And you can look us up on Facebook at Relay for Life of Kenosha, or it's at RFL Kenosha.
Okay. And so here's my closing question for Karen and Christina. Do you get tired at some point during the night, like whether it's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock? What time do you say, okay, I need that little jolt of something, or I need that second wind?
I do not. Surprisingly, it's exhilarating, and I just keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't get tired until I get home, and then I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
But I don't get tired while I'm still there.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank all three of you for being on Parkside today. Best of luck with the event. We've been talking with UW Parkside Administrative Assistant and Co-Chair of the Parkside Employee Alumni Group, Karen Graber, and with Christina Spears and Matthew Elmer from the American Cancer Society. Relay for Life comes up Friday, August 2nd, begins at 4 p.m. here at UW Parkside and goes right on through the night until 7 a.m. Saturday, August 3rd. And Karen, Christina, and Matthew, thanks for being with us on Parkside today.
Thank you, John.